Macmillan Audio presents Great Demon Kings, written by John Giorno, read by Max Belmore. John Giorno had been working on Great Demon Kings for more than 25 years, and he finished it the week before his death. John Giorno, a precious, luminous, primordial palace, gleaming and blazing with majesty, was the center of my life. Ugo Rondinone. Prologue. In 1951, after a few weeks studying poetry, my sophomore high school English teacher said, "Homework is to write a poem. Go home, write a poem, and bring it in next Tuesday." I was shocked. Write a poem, not possible. It was like flying through the air like Superman, or being an opera singer, something I couldn't do. The 1940s and 50s were still medieval times in America. There were no daycare centers where poetry was taught to pre-kindergarten kids. As the deadline loomed, on Monday I sat at the desk in my room and wrote a poem. I didn't know how to do it, but looking back, I already knew that you couldn't just imitate a poem. I stumbled onto something, inventing a poetic technique. Words arose in my mind, first as sound, the sound of wisdom, or the sound of what they meant. I tried to focus on them, to see them clearly, and wrote them by hand on a piece of paper, and later typed them on the portable royal typewriter. The poem is lost, and I am